Welcome everyone to our podcast, One Mike and Men. Today we are going to be discussing the book Of Mice and Men by John Steinbeck. And we welcome all ages, all genders, because we are not sexist, unlike the book. Alrighty? Well, I'm Jackson Leonard, your host, and here with me today I have
Tyler Lofton,
Sam Sparling,
Nathan Fortin,
Ryan Stiles.
And this is going to be an absolutely great time. What we're discussing today is...
We're having
is...
fun on this podcast.
Yes, we are. For sure.
What we're discussing today is which character we think has the most power in the book. So, there are a couple different kinds of power, as we're going to discuss through this. Like, there's physical power, there's mental power, and there's power over being able to control different people. And that's what we're going to be discussing today, as you listen.
So, the definition of power from the Merriam-Webster Dictionary is the ability to act or produce an effect. Or, if you're playing baseball, the ability to get an extra base hit.
That's not what we're talking about, though.
Yeah. We're talking about the first definition we stated.
That's why we're here. But,
So, the characters we'll be discussing today are George.
Lenny.
Curly's wife.
Curly.
Slim.
Alrighty. And so... I'll start first with Lenny. I think that Lenny is the strongest character, or the most powerful character in the book, because of his sheer brute strength. You can't be a powerful guy if you don't have the strength. So, he shows his power to, say, Curly, because, and his dominance over him, through the amount of force he put into his hand, which shattered it. So now, Curly was afraid of him, and I think that's why he should be considered the most powerful, just because of his physical power.
Yeah.
But, like, sure, Lenny has brute strength and power, but, like, does he really have power? Like, Curly, he has power over other people. He's the boss's son, and he's still weaker than Lenny, but still maintains that status of powerful.
Lenny can be easily manipulated. Like how George talks about, he could say anything and Lenny would, like, do it. Like, if he told him to jump off a bridge, he would do it.
And he did.
Yeah, and he did. So,
yeah. Like, the thing with Lenny is he depends on George for everything. So, you have to be dependent on yourself to have power.
That's a good point.
Yeah, and even shows it, like, when he actually starts fighting Curly or when Curly starts to become aggressive and starts, like, fighting Lenny, because Lenny just refuses to hit back until George gives him the permission to.
Exactly. He's not a mean person. He's sure he's strong, but he's not mean. He can't, on his own, defend himself.
He means no harm, George.
Yeah, I can see that. So, what do you think about George?
George? Well, as we were just saying about Lenny, I think George isn't physically strong. Like, he doesn't have a lot of physical power, but he has a lot of almost manipulative
control.
Like, control. Yeah. He has more control. Like how I said, he could tell Lenny to do anything and Lenny would do it. Like, Lenny didn't want to hurt Curly, but when George tells him to, like, fight back, Lenny, like, destroys Curly's hand, you know?
Yeah, like, because since George has so much power over Lenny, he basically has his own, like, bodyguard and somebody to fight anybody he wants. Like, if he gets mad at Curly, he can say, Lenny, go fight Curly.
Exactly.
Hey, Lenny, go do this. He can make him do whatever he wants him to do.
I'm going to have to disagree because I feel like he lacks power because of Lenny. When Lenny does something that gets him in trouble, they have to run away. Because of Lenny.
Yeah.
And he just lacks the power to, like, sort of hold back Lenny's power.
He can't control his
life. Because he just isn't as physically strong and will never be as physically strong as Lenny is.
Which is why I think Lenny has the upper hand. But George, he can't really do anything about that power because he isn't physically strong on his own.
Yeah.
And even together, they're pretty powerful.
Yeah.
As a duo, they're probably one of the most powerful
people. Like, just sort of, in the
whole story. But in the end, they're not together anymore, so...
Yeah. They're very dependent on each other.
That's another thing I'd say for Lenny, too, though, is that Lenny, is just so strong that what, like, even when, like, he has, or what, even when, sorry, George has the manipulative power that he has, he just can't stop Lenny from doing certain things and being attracted to certain things. Like when they get ran out of weed because he wants to touch the girl's dress.
Yeah.
Yeah. But,
yeah.
I think George is stronger, though, because at the end, when he does kill Lenny, it shows that he doesn't really have to depend on Lenny, you know? Like, he can live by himself.
He's mentally strong for being able to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can understand that part. Yeah. Like,
he gains a lot of power at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was the only one that was actually able to kill someone that he was attached to. And then that he'd been with for his whole life. So yeah. I think that's the main argument for him.
Well, Candy also let his dog get killed.
Yeah, which is why he's not really in the discussion.
Yeah.
He also doesn't have a hand.
He was
He's not very strong.
A
big
one. No,
a lot of strong. A lot of peer pressure with Candy. So.
Yeah. Don't see many 80-year-old men being the strong man out there.
Not at all.
It's just, you know,
sadly.
But
maybe they're out there.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
All right. But, well.
Yeah.
So, what do you guys think about Slim?
Slim? Ooh. Slim, I think, definitely has a fair amount of power, like, not even just physically, because I assume, like, you can assume from his description as, like, a younger, taller man, like, thinner,
probably
that he's probably, like, probably in his prime, very, like, slim.
Yeah.
And then he probably is physical strength, but he also is, like, he's really strong and can influence just people. And he's a very strong influence, like, on the ranch as a whole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He also has, like, a really soothing voice, it says. Like,
yeah.
It's a voice that provides people confidence. So I think that's kind of manipulative, but, like, in a good way. You
yeah,
know?
Since he's so, like, open to other people as well, they're more easily, they're, like, more likely to be open to him. So
yeah.
He has, like, he's basically in people's minds.
Yeah.
Because, like, he knows everything about everybody.
Yeah.
He knows about why George is with Lenny still, like,
yeah.
when he tried to drown him, like, stuff like that. He knows the insides of people, pretty much.
If I can put a throwback to, he's kind of like Nick Carraway, and, like, how everybody's attracted to him in a sort of way that they will allow him to know anything.
Yeah,
about,
he's
but,
been,
you know?
Yeah, he's a very great listener.
Yeah.
Well, even, like, sort of talking about Slim's voice again, you said, I found a quote just now. It says, like, it's just describing him, and it's his slow speech had overtones not of thought, but just understanding beyond thought.
Yeah.
So it does kind of just show him as, like, not just, like a good character, like, physically, but also just his wisdom as a whole and, like, his ability to influence other people on the ranch just makes him a really powerful character when it comes to that sort of thing.
Well, I feel like he also lacks power on the ranch because he can't control the boss. Well, he does have his, like, own team. The boss has the power to fire or not fire people, which Slim lacks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can feel that.
I even think that it kind of shows, like, even Curly's afraid to fight Slim. Because, like, Slim seems to be the bigger target for Curly because Curly's wife is attracted to Slim. But Curly decides he'll fight Lenny instead when Lenny is, like, not involved at all.
Definitely.
You know?
And I think that would also speak to just another, like just the actual, like, visibility and mental weakness of Lenny as a character.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I still think that the fact that he's, like, basically kills everything he touches, like, in this quote I found, it says, when he was, in the first chapter, he was talking about how he always kills the mice, and it says, that was your Aunt Clara, and she stopped giving him to you, he always killed him.
Yeah.
Just because he didn't even know his own strength at that point.
Yeah, he would kill anything if it went towards him.
Yeah, if it was soft.
But,
for sure. Yeah.
But he lacks control of his life. Like, you can't be powerful if you don't have control of your own life.
Yeah, like, he's powerful, yeah, when killing these things, but the thing is, he's not killing them on purpose.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to kill them.
He's, like, he's got that physical power, and, like, Lenny's got the brains. Like, Lenny's, George is the brains behind the whole operation, while Lenny's, like,
the
front man.
Yeah.
There's also a reason I feel like George doesn't have power, because the operation does fail in the end.
Yeah, it does.
Well, yeah.
They don't.
Well, yeah, they don't end up doing. Yeah. No rabbits for them.
No more rabbits.
One thing I guess Slim has above George is the fact that he has power over the whole ranch, kind of like a boss.
Right. And the whole thing with George. Oh, sorry.
George only has like. Yeah. Power over Lenny.
George only has power over Lenny. That's another thing too. Yeah. Is like he can be manipulative of Lenny, but he only has power over Lenny because of just the disability that Lenny has.
Yeah. That's a good
and it's
point.
Limited because he can only understand very direct things and he doesn't remember a lot of things at the time.
Slim doesn't actually have that much power though, if you think about it, because he doesn't have the power to fire people. Like he does have power because he's like he leads a group.
Yeah, like he has on control ranch. Over.
He has a control over a group of people, but not. Direct control where he can get them fired.
Yeah.
Alright, well, I heard you talking about Curly's wife earlier. I know.
Yeah, that was your... Curly's wife is, in my opinion, one of the most powerful characters throughout the story, because she is able to... Since she's Curly's wife, she has control and to get people fired. She has that ability. She can get Crooks fired, even though he's been there for so long.
True.
And he can get, she can,
And she starts a manhunt for Lenny.
Yes, she, since she has that attractiveness, and since it's a ranch full of men, she can basically pull them in and trap them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand that.
I get that.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Well,
yeah.
Just,
I feel like she might have a little more over Curly. Which is
why
she would be it.
Since she has that feminine power, she's more than just someone who can get people fired. She has that oomph to get her above Curly.
I think Curly actually has the most power, because not only does he have like strength, but he does have the power to get people fired, and he can pretty much do anything without getting fired, because he's the boss's son.
Yeah, and I mean, he didn't really die either, so that's one thing he has over Curly's wife.
Two is that Curly just... I mean, Curly can't even be proven the most power, like, physically, because he loses to George, and or not George, Lenny, my bad, in, like, seconds after George, like, Lenny again grabs his arm.
But in the end,
Lenny grabs his arm, and just shatters it, two seconds, like,
and
that,
even,
it's
like,
over.
The peer pressure, Slim tells Curly to just say it was a machine, but, like...
Yeah, even... No, that's another thing. Influence-wise, he's not even that strong either.
Yeah.
Well, actually, let's I think I have... Now that we're talking, I have one character in mind that is the most powerful.
Yeah, tell it. Who is it?
It's Carlson's Luger.
All right, and that's going to be the end of the podcast. Thank you so much for listening in. I think that's a good place to end it. I mean, the Luger can't really die. It doesn't have feelings. It can do whatever it wants.
It can't die.
And so...
They killed two people.
That's true. Yeah. Mm. Killed a person and a dog.
A dog?
Killed the strongest man, in my opinion, so... Can't really argue that. Well,
signing out.
This was the One Mike and Men podcast with Jackson Leonard.
Tyler Lofton.
Sam Sparling.
Nathan Fortin.
Ryan Sattos.
And we hope you have a fabulous day. See you later.